Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi, sir. This is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
I have never bought anything off eBay, so cancel it.
Let me tell you, sir, the order which has been placed, it's placed from the overseas, USA, California. So we suspect that this is the fraudulent purchase which
has been tried to make
without your knowledge and authorization. So that's the reason that you are receiving this call. So we can help you to get canceled that fraudulent purchase which has been tried to make without your knowledge and authorization. Okay?
Correct. Yep.
So first of all, I will be help you to get the cancellation ID and a form so you can directly go ahead and cancel that fraudulent purchase.
Yes.
So could you just tell me, sir, that what the cell phone which you're speaking with me right now, is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple cell phone you're using?
Apple.
Okay, do one thing. Put me on the loudspeaker so I can help you to get the cancellation ID.
I am on the loudspeaker.
And I do believe that, sir, you're using Telstra lines and network or you're using any other lines and network?
Optus.
Okay, do one thing. Press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see your regular icons and a wallpaper.
What am I looking for?
Now you need to search for the application called App Store. App Store.
I'll find some glasses now.
No issues, sir. Take your time.
App Store. Where is it? App Store. You have to press that?
Yes. Open that.
I've opened it, yes.
Now, on the extreme bottom, can you see anything say search with a magnifying glass?
It says shop.
No, it says search with a magnifying glass on the extreme bottom, right-hand side corner.
It says bag, search.
Yes, give a tap on search.
On search, okay. Yes, done that.
Now, type on the bar. eBay, E for Echo, B as in Bravo, A as in Apple, eBay.
Yes, done that.
Now give a space, then type A as in Apple.
Type what?
A for Apple.
Yeah, E-B-A-Y, yes.
No. E-B-A-Y, eBay, then give a space. You need to put a space. Then type A for Apple.
Yep.
N for November.
Yep.
Y as in yellow.
Yes.
Then B as in David.
B, yes.
No, D is B for doctor. D as in doctor.
Oh, D. Okay, yeah, D. Got that.
Then E as in Echo.
Yes.
Then S as in sugar.
S, yes.
Then K as in kingdom.
K, correct?
No, K. K as in kingdom. K as in kilo.
I got any
S. Yes. Now give a click on search and what are the options you can see over there?
Search. Browse Apple retail stores. Find Apple premium retail. App Store, Apple support.
App Store, sir.
Okay, press that one.
Yes.
Done that. Right. Now what?
Now what are the options you can see over there?
To-do list, driving school.
Can you see anything says any desk, remote desktop with a red color icon with a white diamond in it?
No. It's got a whole lot of things to get, a lot of games and stuff.
Okay, can you see there is a search bar with a magnifying glass on the extreme bottom? Give a tap on that once again. And type over there. Can you see your keypad came up?
Yeah, at the top,
yes. Yes. Now, you need to type over there, say the same thing, eBay.
Okay. E-B-A-Y space.
Then give it AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Done. Press search.
Yes.
Done that.
Now, what are the options?
Any desk remote D. Yes, sir. Red button.
Yes, can you see anything says get? Give a tap on get.
Yep.
It will be helping to generate the 9-digit cancellation
ID. Time is to complete purchase. I don't know, my Apple ID.
You don't know your Touch ID, sir? Your Touch ID?
I don't know my Apple ID, no.
Okay, apart from the cell phone, do you have any other device, like a computer or a laptop or any other cell phone?
No.
Oh, you only got the cell phone, right?
I'll try and find my Apple ID. I don't know where it is.
Okay, I'm holding the line, so try to find your Apple ID.
No idea. Alright, I might have it here. Apple ID.
Yes, give your Apple ID there.
That's just my email address.
You know your know your Apple ID?
Yes, is that my email address or ID password?
Your password, sir. You need to put the password over there.
I'll try that.
Yes. Now, can you see anything say? Yes, give a tap on that. What can you see right now?
Sign in to complete purchase. And I need my password now. No, that's
not the password. Okay. Just give me a moment, sir. Just give me a moment, right? What exactly can you see? Could you just tell me?
Forgot Apple ID or password. Got to do it again. Hang on. No, verification failed.
Okay, verification is showing you verification failed?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a moment, right?
Okay.
Just give me a moment, right? Okay, sir, do one thing. Just hold on a moment, right? I will be passing this call to one of my Apple technician out here. He will be help you to get the cancellation ID and cancel that fraudulent purchase, right? Just give me a moment.
No problem.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you today, sir? Your call has been transferred to me. I'm a senior supervisor on the floor. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
All right. So right now, what can you see on your screen, sir?
Sorry?
Right now, what can you see on your screen?
Sign in to complete purchase. Forgot Apple ID or password. I've tried it and it's not working.
Oh, you forgot your Apple ID password, right?
Yeah, I forgot it, yeah.
All right. So, like, do you know how to reset your Apple ID password?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know, right?
No.
All right. So, can you see something written as over there, forget password?
Sorry, you need to speak up. You can hardly hear you.
I'm saying that. Can you see something written as over there, forgot my password?
So I can press forgot my password. I can do that.
Yes, sir. Do I click on that?
All right, I'll press that.
Now, what can you see, sir?
It's gone to forgotten password. Is your Apple ID to continue?
Yes, sir. Put your Apple ID, a new Apple ID over there.
So I press forgot Apple ID again?
Yes, sir.
Right. Press that. Right, first name required.
Yeah, put your name over there.
Last name. Yep, I'm doing it. Okay, now I'm pressing next. We can't find Apple ID, that's the information provided. I'll try again, hang on.
If you need any help, sir, you can ask me, alright?
Yeah, I'm just doing my email address.
Alright. And so could you please tell me one more thing, like, apart from the iPhone, like, do you have any other device, like computer or laptop?
No, I don't. I don't. It says try again. Apple ID not found.
Apple ID not found, right?
Yep. You there?
Yes, sir. Just hold on for a second.
Yep.
Alright, so could you please tell me that what model are you using right now for iPhone? Like, is it an 11, 12, or 13? Could you please tell me that?
What sort of iPhone it is?
Yes, sir.
I've got no idea. 12 iPhones?
Alright. And have you clicked on forgot password?
Sorry?
Have you clicked on forgot password?
Do I have a password?
I'm saying that, have you clicked on forgot password?
Have I forgotten my password? Yes.
All right. So you need to give a click on that forgot password, all right?
Okay. I click that.
All right. Now it will ask about your cell phone number. You have to put your cell phone number over there.
Okay.
And now below that you will get to see, it will ask you about your new password. You have to put a new password over there, which you will have to remember. All right.
Okay.
Write down that password and do a thing. Take a piece of paper and write down that password over there. All right.
Yep, done that.
Now what can you see, sir?
Password required. So I put a new password in there.
Uh huh.
All right.
And after that?
Hang on. Oh, hang on. I'm going to change that.
Yeah, I'm on the line.
We have to verify it. Hang on. Right, I'm pressing next to verify the password. Your new password must be different to the one.
Yeah,
now it's telling me it's the same password I had last year.
Sorry, come again?
It's telling me that the new password I've put in is exactly the same I had last year.
So try to put a new password, sir, which you can remember. Try to put a new password.
Okay. This is crazy. I've got to include an uppercase. Hang on. Start again.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the line. Take your lovely time.
Right. Can't reset password. Your password cannot include your name, phone number, or part of any email address. Oh, Jesus. It's getting more complicated all the time. I can't use my name.
Yes, sir, you cannot use your name.
Can I use anybody's name then?
Yeah, can do that.
Right. Passwords do not match. Oh, Jesus. Start again.
Just try to put the letter correct, all right, sir?
Hang on, just about finished. Passwords do not match. Enter your new password again. I've done it twice.
All right. I'm not going to provide you the password. Do a thing. Give us one new password.
Sorry?
Give us click on new password. I will give you the password.
Okay, yep.
Now type there, S as in sugar.
S. Capital?
E. Yes, sir.
Now capital S?
Yes, sir, it should be capital S, as in sugar.
Okay, capital S. Yes, got that.
Then letter E. E as in echo.
Yep.
Then letter C. C as in capital.
Capital T?
No, sir, it should be letter C.
C, okay. Yep, C, got that. S,
letter
C.
U.
U. U.
Then letter R. R as in Romeo.
Yeah, R. Got that.
Then letter I. I as in ice cream.
I-T-Y. Yeah, security.
Oh, yes, sir. Now put some D's over there, like 007.
Okay. I'll put something
now
else.
Now do a click on... All right. Now do a click on OK.
Press next. No, I've got to verify,
yes,
don't I?
Yes, sir. Give a click on verify.
I have to verify, okay. And just do the whole thing again. S-E-C-U-R-I. Weak or reused password. This password is not secure. Try a different password. Oh, come on.
Or it's asked about a new password, right?
Besides the password, not
sorry, come again.
It says try a different password. It's not a secure password.
All right, just hold on for a second, sir. Let me have a word with my manager. I will come back to you, all right? Just listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, sir, are you there?
Yeah.
Alright. Now do a thing, sir. Give a click on new password and now type a new password which I will provide you.
Yeah. Okay, far away. Type
Apple. Yes, sir. The first letter should be capital. Type Apple, A-P-P-L-E. Apple.
A-P-P-L-E, yep.
Then, add direct.
Sorry?
Then give a click on add direct. Whenever we put an email at the last point of time, we have to add direct gmail.com. Yes.
Yeah,
and then put your date of birth over there.
Okay.
And then tell me that what comes up, all right?
Sorry? Then verify?
Yes, sir. Give a click on verify.
Yeah, okay. Hang on. Right. Okay. I'll verify now. Passes do not match. I'll do it again, hang on.
You don't need to give a click on verify, you need to give a click on next. Alright?
Verify. Hang on. One of them doesn't match. Hey, your password has been changed. Press continue.
Yes, sir.
Finally.
Yes, sir.
Now.
Give a click on continue.
Yep, I've done that. I'm at eBay AnyDesk Remote.
Yes, sir. Give a click on that.
Yep, done that.
All right. Now, you'll get to see an option which says get. Give a click on get.
Install.
Yes, sir. Give a click on install.
Yeah, done that. Yeah, sign in the Apple password. I've got to sign in that Apple password, do I?
Yes, sir. You need to put your Apple password over there.
Yeah.
Which you just have written.
Yep. Sign in. Yep. Now I've gone back to it. Any desk remote. Can I press that again?
Yes, sir. Give a click on that.
Taking a while.
And sir, could you please tell me one more thing? Like, what network are you using right now? Like, are you using an Optus or Telstra?
Optus.
All right,
I've opened up to any desk would like to send you notifications.
Yeah, sir. Give a click on OK.
So I press don't allow or allow?
Give a click on allow.
Alright, done that.
Alright, now you will get to see your 9-digit cancellation ID over there. Could you please confirm me the ID so I can verify from my server?
222 928-608.
All right, sir. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply verify the ID from our server. If you see any changes on your screen, just do let me know, all right?
Yeah.
Can you see something comes up on your screen, sir? Like
yeah,
I just call and then... Yes, sir.
Security warning.
Page come... Yes, sir. You need to give a click on I trust this call and I'm aware of this risk. After that, you need to give a
all
click on accept.
I'm aware of this risk, correct?
So you will click on that. Yes, sir.
Yes, done that. And then
now
accept.
Below that, can you see? Yes, sir. You will click on accept.
It's not working.
All right. Below that, can you see something written as I trust this call and I'm aware of this? You need to fill up the you need to fill up the both the check boxes and then you need to give a click on accept.
Don't show this warning again until I press that.
Yes, sir. Give a click on that.
That's not coming on. I'm aware of the risk. Oh, now I've got accept. Done it. Done.
Yes, sir. Now, sir, you will get to see our option comes up like start broadcasting, right?
It's got there's a whole lot of numbers eBay security server. So I press accept.
Yes, sir. You are click on accept.
Done that.
Now you will get to see start broadcasting.
Sorry?
Now you will get to see our option comes up like start broadcasting.
Yes, I press start broadcast.
All right, now just hold on for a second, sir. Now could you please tell me, sir, like what can you see on your screen? Like any positive option comes up on your screen?
It says any desk with a tick, and it says start broadcast.
Yes, yes, sir, give a click on start broadcast.
Done that.
Alright, now just hold on for a second, sir.
Yes, one. Now it's gone. Oh.
Yeah, sir, now just hold on for a second. Do not touch your cell phone. Let the server connect with you.
Yes, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Alright, now, sir, simply come back to your normal home screen.
Yeah, I'll try and do that. I'm back to that number, 222-928-608.
Yes, sir. Now do a thing. Simply come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Yeah, got that. Yeah.
Now, sir, open up your settings for the cell phone.
Sorry?
Open up the settings, sir. Settings.
Settings. Okay. Yes, got that. Settings.
Now, sir, just scroll it down. You will get to see an option comes up on your screen, screen like display and brightness. Scroll it down.
Yeah. Display and brightness. Press that one.
Yes. Yes, sir. Give a click on that.
Press that. Yeah. You want to go to light or dark
now,
or what?
Now, scroll it down. Scroll it down.
Yeah.
Now, can you see something comes up like auto lock?
Yeah. Auto lock. Yes.
Yes, you will click on that.
It's got 30 seconds, yes?
Yeah. Now, you will click on never.
Never. Okay.
Yeah. Now come back.
To watch the main.
No.
Menu.
Go back. Yes, sir, go back.
All right, come back. Yep.
Yeah, go back again.
Go back again. Yeah, I'm back
now,
to...
you back to the settings?
Yes, correct.
Now, scroll it down to the top.
Scroll to the top, yes.
Yes, sir. Now, sir, can you see something like your name comes up on your screen like Bennett?
Yeah, my name's at the top, yes.
Yeah, you will click on that.
Yes.
Now, can you see something written over their name, phone numbers, emails? Can you see that?
Yes, got my name and my email, yeah?
Yeah, give a click on that.
It says take photo, choose photo, browse, cancel.
Give a click on browse.
Hang on. Browse, yep. No recent open documents will appear here. Yeah.
All right, go back. Go back.
Cancel.
Now, can you see something written over there? Payment and delivery.
Hang on. Yes, payment and delivery. Yes, got that.
Give a click on that. Yeah.
Done that. It's loading up or something. Loading payment and shipping. Yeah, I've got it. MasterCard. Yeah, I've got my MasterCard number there.
Yes, sir. Now, can you see that your MasterCard is ending with 7869? Those people who are from Mountain View, California, they're using your card number to, like, steal your money, all right?
Yes.
All right. So now do a thing, sir. Simply come back to your normal home screen.
Yes.
And now open up your Google from your cell phone.
My Google. Hang on.
Yes, sir.
Google Maps. Is that Safari?
Open up the Safari browser.
Yeah, you got to back. Just come up with what I had last time. So I cancel that. I'll open up Google. Yeah, I've got Google open. Search.
All right. Now give a click on search.
Yeah, so what do I type in?
Now type there my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
M-Y.
Then leave a space.
Yeah.
Then type numerical one, the number one.
M-Y space one.
Number, then letter P, P as in papa.
P, yeah.
Now, sir, can you see something comes up on your screen like my 1P address location, California? Can you see that?
Yeah, my 1P address location, California, yes?
Yes, sir. Give a click on that.
I've got another one, my IP address location, California, scam.
No, give a click on my 1P address location, California.
Okay, done that.
All right. Now, can you see, sir, that your internet IP address comes up on your screen?
What am I looking for?
Now, can you see your internet IP address has come up on your screen, like 66.249?
Oh, yeah, 249.6649,
yes. Sir. Yes, sir. That's your internet IP address. Those people are using your internet IP address to, like, get into your information and get through all of your information and trying to steal your money, all right? And you can see that the IP location shows up like Mountain View, California. Can you see that?
Yep.
Exactly, sir. So your personal information has been misused from the Mountain View, California. Those people are trying to steal your money. Right now, what we need to do, we need to run a firewall security on your iPhone device so that your personal information gets secured, and we will block those people who are trying to get into your personal information, and we will put them behind the bar. All right?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Now, sir, do a thing. Simply come back to your normal home screen and check your statement. And if you see even for $1 payment, which is not yours, just do let me know, all right?
So I have to go through my bank account, do I?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hang on. I'll do that. Oh, gee. Nothing in that account. Nothing in that account. Nothing in that account. I'll have to go to another.
All right.
Have to go to another bank account.
Yeah.
I've got three bank accounts. So I'll have to go through them all.
Yes, sir.
That one's all right. Well, that one's all right. Now I've got one more bank account to go to. No, I can't see any money being taken out.
All right. So now, sir, as I have a word with my manager, he told me that I have to transfer this call to the anti-fraud department. They will handle your case and they will like help you to get secure your all of your information, and they will catch you. They will try to catch those hackers. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now just simply log off from your bank and come back to your normal home screen.
Yep, done that. Right back to the home screen. Yep.
Yeah, so now what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to to the anti-fraud department. They will handle your case, all right?
Okay.
All right. So now just stay on the line, sir. Let me transfer this call to my senior, to the anti-fraud department, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. It was a lovely talking to you. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis. How are you doing today, sir?
Thanks. Good, thanks, Ron.
All right. And I do believe that the previous colleague who we were talking before, he was just polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, the thing is that, sir, as we have got the confirmation that your details has been misusing in the various platforms, and what they just simply do, they are just simply misusing with your identity and try to do some illegal activities with it, all right? And that
correct.
Is the basic reason we need to just check what we can do for you to just simply get protected all the things, all right?
Yeah.
So first of all, you just simply do one thing. You just log into your Combank so that I'll just simply explain you something.
Go into my Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah, log into it.
Yep.
Now, I want to just simply ask you one important thing, sir. Now, once you log into your Combank, you just go to your account. Press on your account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want to just simply confirming you one thing. You need to just simply match it by your end. Like the account which is ending with 4315, all right?
Yes.
There will be the payment has been made from that account. And what we need to do, we need to protect each and everything, and because we have put the amount on hold, and that's why it is not coming up onto your statements. Once we cancel it or once we release the transaction, then it will be coming up. Now, the thing is that we have just found there are 6 to 7 hackers inside your Combank account, all right? Now, what we need to do, we need to protect your account and just simply make a trap for those people so that we can just simply help you to protect each and everything. And I want to ask you one important thing, sir. Is your Combank and is your Bendigo Bank is interlinked?
No.
It is not interlinked. Have you ever transferred your funds from your Combank to your Bendigo?
Yeah, I have transferred amounts across, yes.
Yes. So you just simply do one thing, log out from your Combank first. Log out from Combank and let you know. Yeah, log off. Just log out from your Combank and let you know what you need to do. And please log into your Bendigo. Log into your Bendigo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, once you log into your Bendigo.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yes. So once you log into your Bendigo, now do you see anything over there like settings, any of the settings like that? Right hand side top corner, there will be a setting sign like that.
The cog thing, account.
Yeah, press on settings.
Yep.
There will be a setting sign at the top.
Yes, done that.
Press
done
on
that.
Settings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you see any options like payment limits or anything like that over there?
Manage your pay ID, hide, edit statement preferences, hide, show accounts, reorder accounts, display settings.
Okay. And do you have any, any options at the bottom, like activity or something like that?
Yes, activity. Yes,
click on that,
press
activity.
That.
Yeah, press
done
that.
Yeah.
Did you press that?
Press that,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and do you see any unwanted, any pending charges over there, any pending charges?
No pending charges.
Okay, no pending charges. Now look at the very bottom, there will be something called more. Click on more.
On what?
More,
M-O-R-E,
more, yeah.
I got that, yeah, more, got that, yes.
Yes, so what you see over there, like do you see anything like settings over there, settings?
Settings, yes, got that, press that.
Yeah, click on, yeah, press that settings.
Yes, done that. Yes.
Now there will be an options called payment limits. Check over there. Any of the options do you have like payment limits, anything like that?
Change in data. Hey, update your details, manage AID, hide, manage, change your password, view policy.
Manage
many
limits like that. Any option
manage devices. Manage devices.
No, manage daily limits. Manage daily limits. Do you
yeah,
see
not
that?
That, not that. Yep,
click on that. Click on that. Yeah, press that.
On that. Yep.
Yeah. Now, do you got any notifications over there? Any of the notifications, errors, or any warnings over there like that?
No.
Okay. Now, what you need to do, you just simply do one thing. You just simply log out from your account now, from your Bendigo. Log out from your Bendigo.
Yeah,
now, I'm just asking you. Yeah, apart from the mobile phone, do you have any computer or any laptop in your place, sir?
No, I don't.
You don't? You just normally use all of your activities from there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the thing is that what we need to do, we need to just create like a trap for those people, all right? Once we create the trap for those people, what will happen? We can just simply catch those people and put them behind the bars, all right? So what you need to do, because your Combank is not secured right now, we are going to arrange some security onto your Bendigo account. And what you need to do for the time being, you need to move your funds from your Combank to your Bendigo account, all right? So you just simply do one thing. Log into your Combank. Log into your Combank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, once you log into your Combank, you just simply move your funds from your Combank to your Bendigo for the time being so that we can start the security procedure for you, all right?
Hang on. So you want to move all the money?
No, not all the money, because if you're moving all the money, the hackers will get to know. So that's why you did not need to move all the funds. Suppose onto your smart access or onto your net banking saver, suppose you have more than 10,000 or 11,000, 12,000, you need to use the rough balance, all right? You understand?
So I've got two accounts. I've got three accounts, MasterCard,
MasterCard. It is not needed right now. I'm just asking you, do you have any rough idea what is the rough balance you have onto your smart access?
My smart access.
Like what?
Yeah, I've got it here, 3,351.
Okay. And what is it about your net? Yeah?
Saber is 15,500.
Yes, because the payment has been made from your savers, which is ending with 4315. So first you need to just try to move the funds from your net savers to your Bendigo account, all right?
Okay,
so we will
okay,
just simply check whether it is, yeah, try to check. And what is your limit of your Combank, the daily limit?
About 5,000, I think.
Okay. If it will be showing you 5,000, then you need to move 5,000. You need to use the limit.
So I'm moving all my money from NetSaver to Bendigo Bank, is it?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Right.
I'll just simply help you. What do you
hang
need
on,
to help me so that I can help you?
No, hang on. I've got to pay someone.
Just give me a moment. First, we need to check what is the limit. Let me just check. Click on the X sign at the left-hand top corner. Give a click on the X sign.
Yeah.
Now look at the left-hand side top corner. There will be your name, VV. Can you see at the top?
Yeah.
Click on that. Now scroll down. There will be something called payment limits. Can you see payment limits?
Yeah, I got that.
Click on
that
payment
on.
Limits. Now, what is your payment limit? Your
international money transfer is 5,000.
No, what is your pay to BSBN account number limits?
100,000.
Yes, you have the limit, so you can move the funds from there. Now click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now you can just click on the X sign. Click on the X sign.
Yeah.
Or click on the pay at the bottom. Click on pay.
Yeah.
Now click on pay someone. Pay someone.
Yeah,
you
got that.
Pay someone. And check your account this time. Your Bendigo account, on which you just simply make payments.
Oh, I don't have my Bendigo account number. I've got to work out which one it is.
Okay, I'll just confirming you. I'll just confirming you. Like, do you have the Bendigo account number which is ending with 089 or 105? Do you,
105, do you have yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, 105, yeah. Press that.
Okay, yeah, press that. And
yeah.
As you have the 100,000 limit, you just select your account first. Select your net banking saver. Select from net banking saver.
Hang on, I've got to change that one. From
yeah.
Net saver, yes, got that.
Yeah. Now put the amount. Suppose you have, you told me you have 15,000 something. So you need to put 15,000, not the whole amount. You need to put 15,000.
Okay. Done.
Click on done, yeah. And put the description self, because you are doing it for yourself, put it self on the description.
Hang on.
Own account or
yep.
Self account.
Done.
Now click on next. Yeah, press on next. Yeah. Now
the
put
four
your...
digit number.
Yeah, correct. Put your phone as a
done
number. Man. Now just...
You're only allowed to transfer between the bank saver and its link transaction account. So I've got to transfer net saver
okay.
To the other
okay,
account.
Okay, okay. Oh, I understand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to move the funds from your net saver to your smart access. All right. Click on the X. I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Now move.
All right.
Yeah.
Transfer
with the ticker. Correct. Select the net banking saver to your smart access and move 15.
Smart access. 15.
Yeah. Move 15. Yeah.
Done.
Now, self, own account, yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Transfer, at the top, something called transfer.
Yeah, transfer now. Done.
Yeah, transfer now.
Yeah, that's done.
Now, click on done.
Yeah, and there you
now,
go.
I guess on your smart access, the amount will be changing because you have already 3,000. Now you have added 15,000. Overall,
yeah.
You have 18,000, right? 18,000 something. So you need to move on the account 105. Select 105.
Hang on.
Yeah.
What 105?
The
Bendigo
account.
I've been
there.
Yeah.
Pay
someone. Yeah.
Do it slowly. Nothing to be worried
yeah,
about.
Got it.
Now
yeah,
put the amount 18, like 18,000. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Done.
Put the description. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Next.
Click
we're
on done.
Done.
Press on done. Yeah.
Yep.
Then click on next.
Next.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Now click on yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Now you just simply log out from your CommBank. And please log into your Bendigo and check whether the amount has been credited or not.
Okay. Yeah, hang on. Home, log off. Now I've got to go to Bendigo.
Yeah, and please confirm me whether the amount has been added or not.
Yes, it has.
Now, is the, lovely. Now, you have got the, the amount has been added over there. Now, you just need to listen to me properly. Now, what happened? While you're moving the funds from your CommBank now to your Bendigo, there will be a possibility the hackers who are inside your CommBank, they are located onto your Bendigo account. All right? Now, what we need to do, we are just going to creating a trap for those people so that we can just catch them and put them behind the bars. All right?
Yep.
So for the time being, what we need to do, we are just introducing an electronic account, which we are going to add onto your 105 account. And once we are going to add those accounts, what will happen, we are just doing some fictitious things, and the hackers will, who are inside your 105 account, they will be active and they are just trying to block our account, and we will catch them and we will get their actual location. Understand?
Yeah. Can I explain to you, in my third deposit net account, I've got $500,000.
Sorry?
I've got $500,000 in a term deposit account in the Bendigo Bank.
Okay.
I don't want to read that.
And okay. It is a term. I'll just simply help you.
Yep. You there?
Yeah, just give me a moment.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So you understand what we need to do? We will just put the we are going to put the security onto your like Bendigo savings account, which is ending with 105. Then we are going to put the security onto your statement account. Then we are going to put the security on the term deposit. All right, one by one. So what we need to do, some fictitious things we need to do. Suppose you have moved your fund onto your Bendigo account, and all the hackers who are onto your Com Bank, they will be getting inside your Bendigo account, because if your Com Bank is not having any fund, why the hackers will be getting inside that account, correct? So
correct,
they have been jumped onto that account. Now, once we're going to attach our electronic account onto the Bendigo, what will happen? This is not a genuine account. This is an electronic account will be generated by the anti-fraud department. So once we just make a dummy transfer over there, the hackers who are onto your savings account, they will jump into our dummy account. And what will happen? We will just got their IP locations, like from where they are just doing that. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. And I do believe we need to upgrade the security thing. So you have the VIP accessor from the Bendigo.
I have that, yeah.
Yes, correct. So for the time being, you just log out from your account. Let me generate the account, that electronic account, and then I'll just let you know what you need to do.
I'll log out of the
account. Understand?
Log out?
Yeah, you just log out from the account.
Hang on, I'm going to try and remember how to do that. All right, log there.
Yeah. Now just give me a moment. Just give me a moment, sir, all right?
I have Norton 360 as well.
Norton 360 is protecting your device from the viruses, not from the hackers, right? Because if somebody will change your location, how we will be able to providing you the security? Because your location is converted to the Mountain View, California, and we will be able to bound the security over Australia. You understand?
Okay. Yep, okay.
So that is the thing. Yeah. And in the meantime, if you want, you can take a glass of water for you, sir.
Yeah, okay, no drama.
Yeah. And once we started the security, I'll providing you my helpline number either. So in future, if you need anything, you can directly contact to me, all right, regarding any security things. Yeah.
Yep.
And have you ever like give your debit card to somebody who can use your debit card like that for shopping or anything for online purchases?
No.
All right. And apart from you, did anybody use your mobile phone?
No.
All right. Give me a few minutes, sir, so that I can just simply check the things for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And once we're done with the security things, with the electronic account, we are just going to sending you the email for the confirmation email on which everything will be mentioned, all right?
Yeah. What do I do with that money I've transferred? I can't transfer it back for a while?
No. The thing is that, for the time being, we are just creating a trap. Once we just introducing an electronic account, what will happen? The amount will be going to be hidden for a while, okay? And the hacker thinks the amount is going anywhere. They will think that it will be going to that electronic account, but they do not know this is an electronic account. They will think that you are doing it for your friends and family members. Like the amount which you have transferred from the Com Bank to your Bendigo.
Yep.
So they are just coming to your Bendigo with the Com Bank amount. So that is the same thing. Once we're providing you the electronic account on which we are just going to make the dummy transfer, for the time being, the amount is going to be hidden. All right. And within 15 to 20 minutes, once we just simply got those foreign IP address, we will just simply reflect the amount. We will just simply unhide those amount. But once we hide the amount, what will happen? The hackers will think that the amount is going anywhere. It will be going on that electronic account, and they will just getting frightened, and they will just getting anxious to see like what is happening, and they will just active, and they are going to try to block our electronic account which we are going to providing you. All right, and once they are just going inside our trap, we will just get their actual locations, because there are 7 hackers, so that's why we need to do it very carefully. All right. Because you have the limit for 5,000, so that's why we need to just check it slowly, so that we can just press all the hackers at a time, all right? Because we don't want that your information is going to be registered again and again to the various platforms, all right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a moment, sir. I'm checking the securities. And I do believe, sir, if I put you on a hold for a moment, you don't mind, right?
No, sir.
Yeah. And in the meantime, you can write down my helpline number, sir.
Yes.
I'm just waiting for the confirmation of that electronic account. Just wait for a second. I'm just providing you my helpline number.
And remember one thing, because I am handling the case, so at any point of time, if you have any questions, you can directly call me, all right? Because we don't want that your information are going to be shared to anybody. So my helpline number will be
04-32-32.
Just give me a moment. My mistake. 0482
82, yeah.
09 09 02 02 95 95.
And your name was again?
Ron Davis.
Ron Davis, yeah, that's it. Yep.
Yeah. Now read the number one more time to me so that I'll just verify. Yeah.
0482 09
yes.
02 95.
Yes. Lovely. So just give me a moment.
So you work with a fraud squad or something, or?
Yes. And like anti-fraud department of the NCA.
Okay.
Yeah. So I am providing you my helpline number. Now the thing is that I'm just confirming your mobile number. It's 0417549881, correct?
481.
Yeah, 481.
Yeah.
Just give me a moment.
Now I'm trusting who you are, you see. This is the problem.
Sorry?
My problem is, are you from the fraud squad or are you a hacker? You know, I'm not to know, am I?
That's why I am providing you my number either, sir.
Yeah, but what do? I ring that up and check it now? And how can I check it, you know?
Yeah, you can ring on that number and you can ask for Ron Davis.
Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah. At any point of time, you can just simply ask for Ron Davis by calling on that number, that he was just handling my case. So you just need to just confirm me whether he's the right person who is working with the NCA department or not, or the fraudulent department or not.
Yep.
That's all. I understand.
Yeah, you understand how easily someone can be trapped.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I have just simply confirming you all the things over the line. Like I have just simply explaining you the things, what we need to do, what we are going to do. And I'll make sure you, at any point of time, if you lose any single penny, all right, I'll just going to provide you the check from our end, all right?
Yeah.
So this is the thing, I can just make sure you, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, congratulations, sir. We have just simply got that electronic account, all right?
Right.
All right. So you just simply do one thing, log into your Bendigo. Log into your Bendigo.
Yeah, hang on. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. We are just going to add, and we are just going to simply hide the first payment so that the hackers will be active. So do you see any options like move money?
Yeah, move money, yeah.
Yeah.
Press that, yeah.
Now it will be asking you something like pay anyone over there, pay anyone.
Pay anyone, yeah.
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah.
Now what has been came up, please do let me know.
First contact or new payee.
Click on new pay.
Yeah.
Now what has came up?
Well, BSB number, account number and everything.
Yeah. Click on that BSB number and account number.
I'm not transferring my money into someone else's account.
No. You are not transferring the funds to anybody. We are just simply giving you that electronic account details, and it will be going on under your name. All right, I'll just simply tell you. So click on the name box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the first name you need to type, it's N for Nancy.
Yeah.
A for Australia.
Yeah.
B for Victoria.
Yeah.
E for England.
Yeah.
E for England.
Yeah.
N for Nancy.
Yeah.
A for Australia.
Yeah.
Now give it space.
Yeah.
Now
I've got Maven.
No. You have done the wrong thing. Delete that name. Again, start it from the beginning. N for Nancy.
Yeah, that's what I had in.
A for Australia, V for Victoria,
yeah.
Double E,
yeah.
N for Nancy,
yeah.
Then A for Australia. Now sometimes
yeah.
Due to the grammatical mistakes, it will be coming up. Now give a space.
Yeah.
Now put your last name. To distract those people, they will get to see that you are doing it like your family members.
All
again,
right,
the
done
name
that.
Will be changed.
Yep.
Yeah, the name will be changed, sir. Again, the name will be changed. Because
yep.
There will be the grammatical error coming up from your keyboard. I'll help you. Delete the name first. Delete the name.
Yep.
Delete the whole name.
Yep.
Type Navina, N-A.
N-A.
V for Victoria.
Double E.
Double E. N-A.
N-A. Yep.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Then put
it's
your
got a red line underneath the name. Huh?
Yes. Now put your last
what
name.
I did? Yeah.
Yeah. Again,
it's
it will be just changing.
Just
again, the name
again,
has
yeah.
been changing. Because you are putting your middle name either. You did not need to put your middle name. All right. You just
need to put
middle
name. That's my surname. So I combine the
okay,
two
that's
together,
your
right?
Okay, I'll just
yeah.
tell you how to do that. Delete the whole name. You need to just listen to me one more time.
Yeah.
Now put the first name Navina. Now wait, yeah. Now put your middle name and do not give any space. Put your name.
I don't have a middle
name. Put your last name. Put your last name.
Ben Holman, but I've joined it together, correct?
Okay, yeah. Now put your middle name. Now wait for a second. Now listen to me. Now tap on the keyboard. Can you see on the keyboard the name will be coming up?
Yeah.
The name has been coming up? All right. Now what will happen? The hacker thinks that you are doing it for your family members and this is an electronic account. The amount is not going anywhere. As I told you, the amount is going to be hide. All right. Now click on the BSB. Yeah, click on the BSB.
Yeah.
Now put the BSB 313.
Yeah.
140.
Yeah.
Now click on the account number. Click on the account number.
I don't know if I want to do this.
Sorry?
I don't know if I want to do this.
Sir, I have already told you nothing will be going anywhere. You need to give me a trust,
yeah.
All right? I have already provided you our details either. And if I have just told you, if you lose any single funds, this is my responsibility to providing you the phone.
Okay.
I'm with you on the line, all right? So you just put the account number 124.
124.
262.
262.
09.
09.
And you have already all the account details. Yeah, press on next. You have already all the account details with you. So nothing will be going anywhere. You can just view a file if anything going happens. Click on next.
Hang on, I'm just writing this all down. Next.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Now listen to me. Now you just selected your savings account. You just selected your savings account, which is ending with 105, that account.
Well, savings account, I don't have the number on it. Here we go on,
Yeah, select that savings account.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay. Now, once you select the savings account, now you need to understand your limit is, as you told me, the 5,000, all right? So what we need to do, we need to use the limit to just simply hide it, all right? So put the amount over there, 4.
Sorry?
4, number 4.
Yeah.
Yes, the 9.
9.
Then 5.
5.
0.
So that's my amount.
Now click on done. Yes, it will be going to be hidden, as I told you. Click on done. You are going to see that. Press on done.
Now, what do I press? Done?
Yeah, press on done.
Then I put description and all that stuff?
Yeah, you can put the description, family, friend, so that the hackers will get to just simply know that you are doing it for your family. This is the tricks we are just using. Family,
I put family payment. Yes.
Okay, okay. Click on done. Press on done from the keyboard.
Yes, done.
Then click on next. Click on next.
Yeah.
Now, once you click on next, click on submit. Press on submit. Now, I think it will be asking you to put the token number like that. Now, it has been hidden like that.
Well, yeah, the money's come out of my account. It's gone into the
It has been hidden. As I told you, as we have just providing you the electronic account, it has been hidden. All right. It is not going anywhere. So you just simply take a screenshot of it. For your verification, you just take a screenshot of it. All right?
Hang on.
Now, once you take a screenshot of it, please log out from your bank. Just log out from your bank.
Log off? You say log off? Hello?
Yeah, just log off. Yeah, just log off from your account. Log off.
Yeah, done that. Now what?
Now just give me a moment. I am just, as we have just simply started the security and we have just started that dummy transfer onto that electronic account, it will be taking some time to deceive those hackers' location, okay? Because we have thrown the food to the fishes, all right? But we are just waiting for some time to get the fishes attracted nearby the food so that we can catch them. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So you just be with me for a while. Once we got the confirmation from our security team that we have deceived the hacker's location, I'll let you know, okay? You just be with me, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have any questions, you can ask me. And I tell you, the thing is that that amount which we have done, that has been hidden for a symmetric time, all right? So once we just done with the securities, it will be reflected back. I will be just showing you, all right? I'm not going to...
Okay, yeah.
All right,
okay.
Sir. Yeah.
So from the 23,000, we've taken off 4,000, so that's hidden.
Yes.
So that will come back once...
Take this screenshot. Yes. Once the security will be done, the amount which is going to be hidden, it will be just visible to your account, okay? Because
and
we have to bind the hackers... Yeah, correct.
Once that money goes back into the account, then I can resume normality again.
I cannot understand.
Once that money comes back into my account,
then I
can transfer it back into Combank and all that.
Absolutely. Once you put the security onto your Bendigo, I'll just guide you to move the funds from your Bendigo to the Combank as usual.
Yep.
You're using those things, all right?
Yeah, no problem. Okay.
Give me a moment. You need to just be with me for a while, sir. I just
have
to take a glass of water first. Yeah. And if you want, you can take a glass of water or make a cup of tea for you, sir.
So what are you waiting for? To see if the hackers are getting into it, or?
Yeah, correct. We will just simply waiting because once the firewall shield has been active, there will be a possibility within 5 to 7 minutes, they are just trying to entering that account on which you have made that dummy transfer, all right?
Okay, yeah.
So we will just see how many hackers are getting inside the trap. So once I got the confirmation, because we don't want that day by day we are going to just face you or we are going to just disturb you regarding the securities. I just want that everything will be sorted as soon as possible. All right?
Okay.
Yep. Give me a moment. Yeah, congratulations, sir, as we have got the confirmation from the team that two hackers we have just successfully traced and we have got them into the trap. This is a good sign that we have got those two hackers, and one of them from the New York City and one of them from the Mountain View, California. And the rest of they think they are very smart, so we are just looking for those things, all right? So for the time being, you just simply log into your Bendigo bank. Now, what we need to do, we need to make some changes to just changing the security, all right?
Yeah.
Now, because you have the limit of 5,000, which we have used, so there will be a possibility those five more hackers are not going to be interested. So we need to just doing some fictitious things, all right? So we will just doing some fictitious things with the limit, and once the security will be done, we will just change the limit as it is. All right. So you just simply do one thing. You can just click on more. There will be an option called more at the right hand corner. And can you see the settings over there? Settings.
Yeah, I've got settings. Yeah.
Yeah. Now once you see settings, check over there manage payment limits, anything like that. The previous option
manage your
which you
pay.
Have already no.
Manage device,
manage
your daily
limits. Manage daily limits. Scroll down the page
and
it will be at the bottom,
that.
I guess.
Got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you can see that your limit is 5,000 as you told me.
Yeah.
Now what we need to do, we need to receive those people, we are going to be making some changes. Give a click on that daily limits where you see 5,000, click on that.
Yeah.
Now click on that amount, delete that amount and check what is the actual limit it is showing you. Delete that 5,000.
Okay.
Yeah, and just make it over there 30,000. Just make it over there 3000.
What? I don't like this.
Sorry? No.
I don't like this.
For the time being, you're not using it for your daily limit. This is not for your daily limit. For the time being. All right. Now click on update. Press on update.
Yeah.
Now you can see the limit has been changed already. Because there are seven. There are the seven hackers and that is the reason. That is the reason we have just changed the limit to catch all the fishes, all the large fishes at the time. All right.
Okay.
You just go to your accounts.
Yeah.
And check what is your remaining amount over there. What is the remaining amount onto your savings account?
18,494.
Yes. So what we need to do, we need to just catch those 5 modes, all right? And we need to just hide it one more time. And once we just catch all the things, within 5 to 10 minutes, we are going to just simply visible all the things in front of you. So click on the move money. Click on the move money.
I don't think I want to do this.
I have told you, sir, it will be going to be, it is not going to be anywhere. I have just told you, give me 5 to 10 minutes so that I can just simply show you all the IP locations. And you are going to receive the confirmation email about all the things. And I have already told you, no phones is going to be anywhere. If it will be just showing you, yeah?
It's already taken a couple of 5,000.
No. We have not taken anything, sir. We have just hide the amount. I'll just showing you.
Look, it's not showing up on my account. My savings account was $23,000. Now it's $18,000.
Listen
to me. As far as I'm concerned, that money has been taken out of my account. As far as I'm concerned, that money has been taken out of my account.
No, sir. The thing is that, let me make you understand. If the amount is going to be showing there, how those peoples or those foreign IP will be active. That is the thing. And I have told you, you can see the time, and I've just told you it will be coming back. It will be coming back. It will be not going. Yeah?
So why didn't that Minim Van Omen, that other name account, come up on my account here? Why didn't that come up?
What has not came up? Just tell me.
The fake account that you're set up hasn't come up on register on my bank, has it?
It has been coming up. Click on your savings account, you will get to see that. It will be, click on your savings account.
Click my savings account. Oh,
yeah. Can you see?
Yeah, that's
it. Will be. And
it shows a payment.
And it has been.
It shows a payment.
No.
But it doesn't.
Yeah.
It shows a payment.
Because
to it that.
Has.
But that account doesn't show up in my account.
The thing is that it has already added, but you have used your name, sir. You need to understand that. The amount has been made under your name to just simply deceive those people. This is not a genuine account, and that is the reason you have put your name over there. You need to understand that. And I'll make promise you that nothing will be going anywhere, sir. I'm with you. And I'm just simply showing you all the securities at the time.
As far as I'm concerned, $4,950 has gone out of my account into some fake account that you've set up, and I have no control over.
It has been hidden, sir. It has been hidden. I have told you because we have used
my money. Yeah. My money has been hidden from me, correct?
Sorry?
You've hidden my money.
Yes, I have told you. That is the reason we have just...
Now you want me to do $30,000, and you hide from me.
Not $30,000. No. We have just used that maximum limit to just simply deceive those people.
Okay.
We have just simply... Yes. So click on pay anyone over there. Click on pay anyone.
Yeah, hang on. I'll get back to that.
Account. Pay anyone. Yeah. And you can just take the screenshot with you.
Hang on. Accounts. Move money.
Yeah. Now click on.
Pay anyone.
Give a click.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you see the name has already came up? Can you see that name?
Yeah.
Click on that name. Click on that name. Now select your savings account. Select your savings account.
Yeah.
Now, as you told me, you have 18,000 something. You did not need to use the whole amount. Put it over there, 1-8.
1 or 15,000. Why 18? You're going to put 18,000 right here.
We are just hiding at the time. It is not going anywhere, I've told you.
Why don't you do 10,000? Why do you do 18,000?
Because we have changed the limit. Because we don't want that again and again, we are just doing the things. That is the reason. That is the reason, sir. Just put the amount over there, 1-8, put it 18,000 over there, 000. Now click on done. Yeah, press on done.
Hang on.
Yeah, take your time. Put the same reference. Sure. Remember, put the same. Sir, you need to put the same reference. Make sure, sir, nothing is going anywhere. Please. Please try to understand.
It's easy, sir. You just say, I'm just talking to a voice. I have no visual. I have no visual identification of you.
Okay,
I have nothing.
I'll just show you the thing.
Can you get the police or NCA to ring me? Confirm.
Yes, first let me just do the things, and then I'll just simply talk to the manager regarding that.
You don't do the thing first. You do the thing afterwards. I need confirmation that I'm talking to a real, genuine person.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you're bullshitting or not. I'm already down $5,000. But there's no money taken out of my phone. $299. Never came out. Never showed. You guys ring up from eBay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have
not
told answer. Yes, I'm listening to you. I'm understanding your concern. I'm understanding.
You
the call has been connected to the NCA department, sir. You need to understand
that. I need proof.
Yes, that's why I've told you. You are going to receive an email once you've done that. Within 5 minutes,
I don't want to transfer $18,000 and then you send me an email. I transfer $18,000 and then you disappear. That could happen.
No. Sir, if I want to disappear, why? I'll just tell you to do that. I'm just providing you my number, each and everything. Please understand.
I've got no proof of your number.
You can
that
read
could be
that.
Anybody's
Have
number.
You done that? No. No, sir. This is the number from the NC. You can just call and you can just verify about me. We are talking on the recorded line.
I'll get on another phone. I'll ring the National Crime Authority. And
yeah.
I'll confirm it.
Yes.
That's all right?
Yes. From the different phone, you can just ring on that number. All right?
No, I'll ring the National Crime Authority and see if there's a Ron Davis there.
Yes,
but I'm not
going to
use that number.
I'm not using
that number that you've given me. I'm ringing up the National Crime Authority, their number, not your number. Do you understand? So I need to confirm that
sir,
you
are... Sir, this is not my number. Oh, sir, please try to understand that, sir. Please try to understand
that. No, I'll ring National Crime Authority.
I understand. You can ring
I'm not
that.
Ringing.
You can ring that.
I'm not ringing your mobile number.
You're not ringing me onto my mobile number. This is the helpline number which we have providing you. This is not my personal number. You need to understand that, sir.
I've
told you nothing will be going anywhere. I've just told you, sir, nothing will be. That's why I have just simply make you understand each and everything, sir. Try to understand that. Yeah?
But I have no proof.
Okay.
You are who you are.
You just do one thing, sir. Then just simply delete the amount, 18,000, and make it 15,000, and then you will be just understood. All right? If you're not...
Now it makes more suspicious. Now you're standing desperate for the money.
Why? No,
make it 15.
No, because you have told me why I can't do for 10,000. That's why I have told you. Because if you're thinking for the amount, I have told you I'm not going anywhere. I have told you, sir.
I don't like this. I'm sorry.
Sir,
I'm
you need to
like
work on me. Because I'm also working
on
the...
That's how scammers work. That's how scammers
no.
work.
The scammers doesn't knock your door or ask your permission. You need to understand that, sir.
By
I
ring you,
not
trying to get your bank account numbers and all that, which you have.
No. Because your information has been misused, that's why I have providing you all my details to you.
All your details.
Like all of your
name and a phone number. Clever all.
And I have verified your details, sir. Your account details from where those things has been misused. You have not provided me any of the details. And I have not asked you over the line, sir, please give me these details or these details. That's why I have provided you the account.
You're telling me my account number, surely got it.
How? No. How we will get that? Because your information has been misused. That's why we have those information, sir. I have not asked you any of the things over the line. Please try to understand.
Right.
And
what do you want me to
press? Please
next?
Press on, yeah, next. Press on next.
Right.
Now go to the bottom. Enter the same description.
Family yes, I'm that. Yeah.
Now press on next.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now what has came up? Submit or accept anything like that. Press on that.
Submit.
Now just tell me what you can see. Yeah, what you can see. Just tell me.
The money is gone.
The money is not going anywhere. It has been hidden. You can just take a screenshot. You also know that. Suppose we are going to change the limit and it... Yeah.
So I'm just taking a screenshot of no money,
yeah,
but money's into an account called Navina Van Ommen.
Give me 10 to 15 minutes. Once I just simply block the IP address, if your phone is not coming there, then just do let me know. I am with you. I'm not going anywhere. You have done that.
No,
I'm
the money's in your
anywhere.
Account.
I'm not
I can't
no,
do
no,
anything.
No,
money's in your account.
Hidden. Sir. If the money will be in my account, then I can run away. You need to understand that. But I'm talking to you.
No, keep going.
Okay. So you just simply log out from your account. You just simply log out from your account.
Right, done that. Yep.
Now press the home button. Press the home button.
Yeah.
Give me some minutes so that I can just check the security. All right?
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere, sir. I'm with you. Give me a moment. All right. Let me just send the update, and I'll let you. And I'll just show you. I'm not going anywhere. If I'd be the bad person, if you think that the money is in my, like it is in my coach, then I can run away. If I would be the wrong person, but I'm with you because I don't have those kinds of intentions. Once I done with the security, I'll just simply showing you the amount is going to be reversed back onto your account. Within 10 to 15 minutes. Just give me a moment. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you for understanding. Just give me a moment. I'm putting on hold for a second. I'm putting on hold for... Just for 1 minute, all right? I'm sorry, sir.
Okay.
I have talked to you like that. Sorry for that.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm putting you on hold for a moment, as I told you, because I need to just check some security things, and I'll update you, all right? I'm putting you on hold, all right?
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere. Please have a trust with me, sir. Okay? Just give me a few minutes. Yeah. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Congratulations. We have just simply found one more foreign hacker. So, right. So, out of seven, we have just received three. And the security is completed nearby 32%. So, it will be taking some more time, like 5 to 10 minutes more. So, in the meantime, if you want to eat something, you can eat. And just give me some more moments so that I can just simply check with the security things. All right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, as we need to just simply upgrade the security for the verification, what we need to do, we need to check whether all the personal information are being protected or not. So onto your like mobile phone, you will get to see there will be something called settings. Can you just open the settings?
Yes,
settings application.
Yeah.
Now onto the settings. Can you see your name? I'm just confirming your name. You just
yes.
need to just tell me is it correct or not. The first name
yes.
will be Brent, and the last name will be Vano Mem, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. Now, can you see something called payments and delivery over there, payments and delivery?
Yes.
Click on that, and you will get to see your card has been added there. Just confirm me which card it is added. Like it is your Combank card has been added or your Bendigo card has been added over there. And that is the reason I'll tell you how the information.
It's asking for Apple ID again.
Yeah, put that password which my colleague has simply just set at you on that time for you. He just guide you to just simply. Yeah, the Apple password. Once you put the password, click on OK.
Hang on.
Yeah. And you're going to see that everything will be registered over here.
MasterCard, yeah,
yeah. Now just tell me the card which is connected, it is from the Combank or it is from the, like, the Bendigo, that card which is connected over here.
Combank,
correct. And that is the reason. Now you just simply need to fill up the form to just verify the information. Can you see at the bottom there will be something called add shipping address? Anything
yeah.
like that? Yeah, click on
yeah,
that.
Press that.
And it will be
cannot connect.
Yeah. Now, because your internet is working slow, I guess. Press on retry. Click on retry. And it will be just giving you the form.
Now
what has been coming up?
Well, it says manage banks, country, region, add money to account.
No. Give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow at
yeah.
the left and top corner. Now click on add shipping address.
Add shipping address. Done that.
Time.
Many times country.
Now, okay. Now click on country and region. Click on country and region.
Got that.
Now wait. If it will be coming up any like what has been come any form has been coming up.
Now change country or region.
Or no. Click on done. Press on done. Leave that. Click on done. Now click on the back. Left and top corner. Give a click on the back.
Yes.
Now click on where you see your MasterCard has been added. Click on that MasterCard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now once you click on the MasterCard, like scroll down what has been coming there. Like can you see something called purchase history over there? Purchase history.
Purchase history, yeah.
Yeah, click on that.
Total
now,
bill, yeah.
You, yeah, total bill. And any of the purchase history which you have purchased before?
Nothing.
In the last? Nothing? All right. And just tell me one thing, like apart from that, like which shopping websites you normally use? For your normal
Sorry?
Shopping, which shopping website you just use? Do you use Amazon or eBay for shopping like that?
I don't use any of them.
You don't
I've never
use
any,
any
of them. No.
All right. So what we need to do, we need to just simply verify whether your details will be like it will be safe or secure or not. Now click on done and come out from the settings. Come out from
okay,
the
back again or I right, yeah.
yeah, and open the Google. And open the Google.
Hang on. Where's Google? Google, yep, open.
Yeah. Now once you open up the Google, you need to just simply type in over there on the search W for whiskey, letter W.
Sorry, type in what?
W, letter W. W for whiskey.
Yeah.
The number 3.
Great.
C for Charlie.
C.
Now, can you see any options coming up? W3C,
Worldwide
Web Validation
Consortium?
No, just below that, can you see? W3C Markov Validation Service?
Yes, yeah, say that, yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, it will be coming up at the top, the W3C Markov Validation Service.
Yeah.
Click on that. Yeah. Now, once you click on that.
Yeah.
You need to search for it. Tap in the middle, W3C Markov Validation Service. Tap in the middle where it has been written on the search. Now, just below that, can you see in the blue highlighted one, the W3C Markov Validation Service? Tap in the middle of them, the blue one, the W3C Markov Validation Service. Now, it will be coming up with the website which has been designed by the Anti-Fraud Department and which has been verified by the Federal Department, so that every person can check whether the details has been proper, it will be verified or not. Now, just below that, can you see there are three options? Validate by URI, validate by file upload, and validate by direct input.
Validate by URI. Is that the top, is it?
Yes, where you see
validate
by URI.
File upload, validate by direct input. Yeah, which one?
Yeah, click on validate. Yeah, validate by direct input. Click on that.
Yes, done that.
Now, can you see the box has been coming up, the big box has been coming up?
Yeah, email.
Yeah, not the email. There will be a white box has been coming up. Give a click on the white box.
Yeah, click that.
Now, once you click on the white box, you just put your full name over there. Put your full name. Now, once you put your full name, now give a space, go to the second line, go to the second line. Now, put your address with the postcode, all right?
Hang on. I can't get to the second line. I don't know how to do that.
Okay. You just press the return key from your keyboard. Press return, it will be coming down because you are using
the iPhone on the keyboard.
At the right hand bottom on the keyboard, at the right hand very bottom corner, press on return.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now what do you want?
Now put your address with the postcode.
Why am I doing my address
there? Let me just tell you. You are just checking whether your personal details is protected or not. If you're receiving any errors and warnings messages, then you will be understood why we have done those things. All right, I'll just show you all the things one by one. Okay?
My address is there. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did you put your city name?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you put, like, if you're belonging from Victoria or if you're belonging from different, area? Yeah. Put in
Melbourne?
Yes, Melbourne. Now click on check. Click on check.
Yeah, done that.
Now, once you click on check, if you see any red errors and warnings messages, please
do
let me know.
It says a blue tick on source.
Okay. It is just showing you blue tick over there. Go to the top.
Yeah.
Now, you just scroll down. Do you see any errors and warnings messages?
Yes, warning, no space characters found without seeing it.
Yeah, now do you see the errors? Now just confirm me how many errors and warnings over there.
1, 2, 3.
Now you can see.
No,
that
two errors.
Two errors and one warnings, correct?
Yep.
So that is the main reason. Because onto that validator page, while you're just validating your identity, it is just showing you there will be some errors and warnings messages. And that is the basic reason your information has been misused in the various platforms. Understand, what somebody has done, they have just simply steal your information and try to register to the different platforms. And day by day, they are just going to register it somewhere from the eBay, somewhere from the PayPal, somewhere from the Amazon. And that's why I have asked you. And now let me just show you whether all of the banks, all of the emails is protected or not. give a click on the back arrow, go to the previous page.
Back again, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Click on the back arrow. Now click on that W3C markup validation service once again, the blue one.
Done that, yeah.
Now this, now what you can see?
Chapter C, privacy and security details, yep.
No, you have clicked on the wrong page. Click on the back arrow one more time. You need to click on the W3C markup validation service, sir. The first one, blue one.
Yeah, I just want to do the top one.
I think you are just clicking on the ORG. The first, the very first, can you see? The
W3C. On the very top one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now zoom in that page and tell me, zoom in that page a little bit and tell me, like, do you see any address and white panel?
It wants an address, yeah.
Yes, address doesn't mean that your address. Address stands for the websites which you are using. Suppose you are using your email, your banking websites. So you need to just simply check one by one what are the regular activities you do and just confirm me how many errors and warnings you just simply receive. So we will start from the email. Simply type in over there www.youremailaddress.com.au and then click on check.
What do you want me to do? Put my email address in there.
Yeah, put the email address and check and just tell me how many errors and warnings messages you found onto your email.
When I type it, it does a capital. My email doesn't have any capitals.
Okay, do it in the small one. You have the control of your keyboard. You can do it.
Yeah, I've got that. Hang on.
Yeah.
It's no, add space. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
Yeah.
Now
click
what?
On check. Now click on check.
Done that.
Now just tell me how many errors and warnings messages. Can you see connection is secure like that?
Connection found 404 not found.
Okay. Now first of all, I want to just show you the thing that you will get to understand the connection on which you are connected right now, it is secure or not. At the top, can you see the lock sign? At the top, there will be a lock sign.
A lock sign, what's that mean?
Like a lock and key.
Arrow.
Lock. Yeah. Not
an arrow.
Next to that arrow.
Yeah.
No, just next to that arrow, there will be a lock sign.
There's a lock at the beginning of the word.
Yeah.
Like
click
that.
On that lock and, press that lock. And just tell me what you can see. Just read it for me.
Secure connection, information, for example, password, and credit numbers. Right on the side.
Now, can you see that? You can see that.
Certificate is secure. Yeah.
So you need to understand that you are connected to the security server and we have the certificate details in front of you coming. Can you see the certificate details has been coming on?
Secure connection.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Yes. So the thing is that whatever you are going to do here, it is just safe and secure. You are not sharing any of your details to anybody. So understand, that is the main thing I want to just show you. Click on the X sign. Click on the X sign.
Yeah.
Now you can see HTTP error like that. Error has been coming up because you put the something wrong over there. Click on the back arrow. Click on the back arrow.
Yeah.
Now click on the W3C markup validation service one more time.
The one at the top?
Yeah, the ones at the top, the blue one.
Yeah.
Now on that address panel, you need to put just only www.email.com, not your whole email address. You need to just put your
www.email.com.
And then click on check.
.com. Now, is there the capital W at the beginning, is that correct?
No problem. It will be in the running, nothing to be worried about. Now, click on check. And
confirm
me. How many errors and warnings messages like info you have received onto your email account altogether?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
14 errors.
Now, errors I've got is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 errors.
So you need to understand overall the errors and the warnings, including 14. That means 14 times somebody is trying to get inside your email and try to break your security chain, and that's how your informations are going to be exposed.
Okay.
All right. Yes. So you need to check the different one. Give a click on the back arrow.
Yep.
Give a click on the back arrow. Now click on that W3C marker validation service.
At the top, yep. Done that.
Yeah. Now click on the address white panel. Click on the address white panel. And first you need to check your Combank, because as we have just moved the funds from the Combank, what is the need of that? So type in over there, or in the lowercase, www.commonwealth.com.au.
Hang on,
No problem. Commonwealthbank.com.au.
Commonwealth. Any spaces in between or not?
No. You're putting the website, do not put any space.
Commonwealth Bank what?
.com.au.
.com.au.
Yeah.
Now
click
what?
Click on check.
Yeah.
Now, once you click on check,
stop doing anything. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Press, it will be coming up due to the network issues. And tell me how many altogether you have found. It is more than your email or not?
There's 2 errors, 3 errors.
Just tell me altogether. Just tell me altogether. It is 50, 100.
Oh, I have to pick all the way through, do I?
There will be a serial number. Serial number at the left hand side. 40. Go to the bottom. And just tell me it is the last number. 40 is the last number.
Hang on. Okay. No, there's more. 96.
So that is the main thing. Did you understand what is the need of that funds to move on to your Bendigo? Because 96 times somebody has just simply misusing with your security, sir.
Okay.
You understand? Now,
right.
Now please write down in a piece of paper that onto your personal details you found 3 problems. Onto your email account you found 14 problems, and onto your Combank you found 96 problems. And then we shall proceed. Just write
three
it down.
Three on my email.
Three onto your personal details. 14 onto your email. 96 onto your Commonwealth Bank.
Shit. How does that happen?
So you understand how those people can do, what they exactly do. Let me just simply give you a simple example.
Right.
Do you hear about dark website? Do you know what is a dark website?
I've got no idea
what the people. Yeah, let me just tell you. The hackers are very smart nowadays. What they exactly do, they are using some kind of dark website to just simply break all of your security chain. And once your security chain will be broken, your IP, they are going to reflect it and convert it to the bogus location so that no one can trace them, right? And the thing is that your bank securities, they can just provide you the security only in Australia.
I know someone got my driver's license a couple of months ago. Yeah.
Did you share the driver's license by your own?
No, I got informed that my personal details had been attacked,
Oh, all right. So that is the thing, sir. You need to understand. What will happen? We are bound to put you the security on Australia, but if your IP location will be converted to US, this is not possible that we are going to US and then we can just simply changing the security. What we can do, we can create a trap for those people. So we will get their location and we will just simply submit the details to the US authorities to take a legal action against them. Correct?
Correct. Well,
yes. that is the same thing. So you write down all the things. Now give a click on the back arrow.
Back to the top then. Yeah.
Now click on the W3C Markup Validation Service at the
top. Yeah.
And check your second bank, which is your Bendigo. Now type all in the lowercase www.bendigobank.com.au.
Okay. www.bendigobank.
BENDIGO.
Yeah.
.com.au.
Yeah. Check.
Now click on check. Yeah, check. And just tell me it is more than the Combank or it is less than the Combank. It will be coming up once you click on check. Yeah. Press on check. Now just tell me how many you can see over there.
Hang on. There's more. 79.
You have 96 on the Combank, but you have less than Combank onto your Bendigo,
yes,
which is 79. Please write it down. 79 errors found onto your Combank.
On Bendigo,
So you need to understand why we have selected the Bendigo. That is the reason. All right. Now, you need to understand the people's what, why you have just seen those 79 errors there. Because you have moved the funds, the hackers have jumped into your Bendigo account, and that's how that 79 errors has been registered over there. All right. Now, just go back to the previous page. Click on the back arrow. Click on the back arrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two banks, we have already put the security, but one bank is needed the security, which is your ANZ, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So click on the W3C Markup Validation Service. Click on that.
Yeah.
And type the thing, all in the lowercase, www.anzbank.com.au.
anz.com.au
and check.
Yep.
Click on check. Now scroll down.
Yep.
Now just tell me, is it more than the two banks or less than the two banks?
More. Hang on. 90, 100. Shit. It keeps going.
It keeps going. So you understand why we have just used those limits? Because we need to protect all of your phones, sir. You understand?
171.
Please write it down. Now you understand what is the problem, what is the main scenario to just making those dummy transfers? You understand that?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
No. Go on.
And now, again, you don't understand. I am just showing you the things.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
Yeah. So go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen. And I just simply want to ask you, because we have started the security on two banks, right? The Bendigo and the Combank. Now, this time we need to put the security on the ANZ. I just simply want to ask you, is your ANZ and your Bendigo is interlinked?
No.
Try to check. Like, in the past couple of days, have you ever transferred your phones from your ANZ to your Bendigo?
I probably have.
Yes. So you need to do the same thing which you have done it before from the Combank. And once the security will be done, I'll just guide you how to get reverse the phones to your Combank and to your ANZ. All right?
So what you want me now is transfer ANZ money into your account again. Is that what you're after?
Into your Bendigo. not my account, sir, into your Wendigo account, so that I can start the security onto your ANZ. Okay.
So you want me to transfer the money from ANZ into that account?
To your Wendigo account, which ending with 105. So you just go ahead and log into your ANZ. I'll just help you. Did you log into your ANZ?
Loading. What was the number?
Okay. Just give me a moment. It's 105, I guess. 105.
No, I've never transferred from ANZ into Bendigo. It's always been into Commonwealth.
Okay, you just do one thing. You just move the funds from your ANZ to your Combank first. You just move it to your Combank.
Hang on.
And then from the Combank, you need to move it to the Bendigo. All right?
I'm transferring my ANZ to Commonwealth Bank. Is that
to your Combank, correct. Because your ANZ and your Combank is, I'll just help you. Now, select your Combank account.
I don't know which one.
Okay, you just swipe your screen bottom to, or give me a moment. I'm just confirming you. Do not do anything. If any mistake will be made, this will be the serious problem going on. Just give me a moment. Just check, do you have any account ending with 1963?
Yeah.
Combank account? Yeah, select that account. That is your Smart Access account, 1963.
Right.
And put the amount. Yeah. And first you check, what is your limit? Do you know what is your limit?
I've got no idea. 5,000,
I assume. Okay. First of all, we need to check the limit, because suppose you have the limit of 1,000 and you are transferring the funds 8,000, that will be facing some problem. Give a click on the back arrow. Before transferring, we need to check the limit. Click on cancel. Now, at the bottom.
You're basically cleaning out all my accounts. That's what you're doing.
No, we are because we have already started the security on two of your banks. So that's why you need to put the security on.
That's what you're telling me. I don't know that.
I have already shown you. And that
why can't I just ring up the bank and change my bank account number? Wouldn't that be much easier?
I beg your pardon?
Wouldn't it be easier if I rang up the bank and just changed my account number?
But it is about your information. Okay, you just come out from the ANZ. Log out from the ANZ first. Now, for catching those numbers, we have just created. Yeah. You just simply log out from your ANZ.
Yep, I've done that.
Yeah. Now, for catching those hackers, we have just created the tab because we have already catched those four people. So, right. Now, there will be a possibility the hackers can hear those conversations. So, right. Now, there will be a possibility we are just going ahead and we have already talked to the Bendigo authority, and there will be a possibility you are going to receive a call from the Bendigo from the security department. They will ask you about the payment which has you made. You need to tell them, yes, I have made the payment by my own. All right. So there will be a possibility the call will be coming up, because we have already talked with the authority of the Bendigo. Understand? Because we have enabling the security. That is the reason.
I'll ask them who did you speak to at the NPA, they'll tell me.
Absolutely, but you did not need to talk over there on the line with the bank. Otherwise,
I still wish to confirm. I'm sorry, I still wish to confirm.
I understand, but that's why I have informed you, sir, that you are going to receive a call from the Bendigo regarding the
verification. Live broadcast from any desk has stopped you to the session was closed by the remote user. What's that mean?
All right, so that means the security has been disabled somehow. You just simply press the home button and open the red AnyDesk application.
Well, just press OK or go to application.
Go to application.
You there?
Yes, go to application.
Yeah, I've got the number again, 222-928-608.
Now, you just close that page.
close that page.
Hang on.
Yeah. And again, open the Red AnyDesk application. Again, open the Red AnyDesk application.
Where am I? I mean, I've got the home page again. What am I meant to do?
The Red AnyDesk application. The Red AnyDesk application, which is onto the home screen where you see the ID number. That Red AnyDesk application.
I don't know. Where? What is it? Hello?
Yes, you need to just open the Red AnyDesk application.
Red AnyDesk application. There's nothing on
there
that says that.
Swipe your screen right to left. There will be a red icon.